USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says any Russian move into Ukraine would be seen as an invasion.
It will be met with severe and coordinated economic response that I've discussed in detail with our allies, as well as laid out very clearly for President Putin.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is making preparations to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday.
We cannot choose the path for Moscow, but we can make crystal clear the stark consequences of that choice.
He met earlier in the day with top diplomats from France, Britain, and Germany to project a united front. The Supreme Court has denied abortion providers' latest request to intervene in the ongoing legal challenge against Texas' restrictive abortion law, cutting off one of the few remaining paths to a speedy victory for abortion providers. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's really fantastic. You know, pretty active sports-wise, and no muscle strains. I get up in the morning, like no stiff back, nothing. I never get sick. I mean, literally, never get sick. And if I feel like there's a little something coming on, I'll take like a mega dose. Next day, it's gone. I mean, just my overall health is fantastic. And I plan on continue taking this because I'm convinced it absolutely contributes to your well-being, to your health. It's keeping you healthy. Let your body do what it's supposed to do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Arizona's Attorney General is speaking out against the Biden administration. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Arizona's Republican AG Mark Brnovich is urging Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to not defund Arizona schools as the state encourages anti-mask policies. This comes as the Biden administration targets Arizona and other states they say allocated their COVID relief money to other programs that discourage mask wearing and following federal health guidance. AG Brnovich joins Fox Business to weigh in.
What the Biden administration is doing is trying to systematically undermine our constitutional rights. And whether that's, you know, what they've done on the southern border, whether it's nationalizing our elections, and now this attempt to insert conditions into federal statutes that Congress didn't include.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Four Belarusian officials were charged with conspiracy to commit aircraft piracy, according to the Justice Department. A federal grand jury in New York indicted the four men who were accused of orchestrating the diversion of a Ryanair flight last May. None of the men are currently in custody, but the Justice Department said the United States looks forward to working with our foreign partners to bring them to justice. Flight 4978 was carrying four U.S. citizens and more than 100 other passengers on its way from Greece to Lithuania when it was forced to land in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, on May 23rd. At the time, Belarusian aviation authorities said a bomb threat was the reason for the diversion. But the White House later said it was diverted over false pretenses after a Belarusian journalist, Roman Protasevich, was arrested upon landing. The FBI said, "We allege the defendants carried out an elaborate scheme to fake a bomb scare which forced an airplane to make an emergency landing in their country so they could arrest a dissident journalist." The charge of conspiring to commit aircraft piracy carries a minimum sentence of 20 years. The Justice Department also accuses the four men of attempting to orchestrate a cover-up. In May, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko confirmed that he gave the order for the Ryanair flight to land in Minsk while being escorted by a MiG-29 fighter jet. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.